Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I want to give my thoughts about Kevin Garnett venting towards Glenn Taylor. I'm not sure if everybody saw it. It's an interesting situation, to say the least, right? I guess that's just the best way that I can describe it. You have the greatest player to play for the franchise that is at odds, and he's upset still with owner Glenn Taylor. And their relationship is broken. Let's just say that it's broken, because it is. It's broken. Not sure how it can be fixed. I would like to think that it can be fixed at some point, but clearly right now things are just not working. And the reason why this is going to continue to be in the spotlight is because Kevin Garnett is now a Hall of Fame basketball player. All right? He's a Hall of Fame basketball player. And everybody loves Kevin Garnett in these parts. Everybody appreciates what he gave to this organization, what he gave to the state. The blood, sweat, and tears. But when I look at everything that's going on with him and Glenn Taylor, I'm scratching my head at all of this. So he does an interview with The Athletic. And an excerpt that I want to read off to you guys is disappointing, I guess, is the best way that I could put it. This is him in regards to the whole retiring of his jersey. Okay? The retiring of his jersey. Because Boston is going to retire his jersey here, and it's not retired here in Minnesota. Quote, Glenn knows where I'm at. I'm not entertaining it. First of all, it's not genuine. Two, he's getting pressure from a lot of fans, and I guess the community there. Glenn and I had an understanding before Flip died. He's referring to Flip Saunders. And when Flip died, that understanding went with Flip. For that, I won't forgive Glenn. I won't forgive him for that. I thought he was a straight-up person, straight-up businessman. And when Flip died, everything went with him. There's no reason to complain. Just continue to move on. My years in Minnesota and in that community, I cherish. At this point, I don't want any dealings with Glenn Taylor or Taylor Corporation or anything that has to do with him. I love my Timberwolves. I'll always love my guys. I'll always love the people who mess with me there. I'll just do some editing on the fly right there. He didn't say mess with me, but you guys get the point. I'll always have a special place for the city of Minneapolis and the state of Minnesota in my heart. But I don't do business with snakes. I don't do business with, he said that again. I try not to do business with people with openly snakes or people who are snake-like. That's the quote. Okay. let me – my perspective on this is that as I read that, first I will acknowledge I don't know what the intricacies of what was going on with their conversations back and forth between Glenn Taylor and Kevin Garnett when Flip Saunders was alive and how it all unraveled after Flip passed away. But I will say this. I'm disappointed in Kevin Garnett. And I'm disappointed in Kevin Garnett because there's always a time and a place for things, right? And what I love about KG is that he is genuine. He's authentic. When he reveals stuff and he talks to us, it can come across as raw, but at the same time, it comes across as real. And those are his real feelings. But right now is not the time nor place to do it. It isn't. Now people will say, well, hold on, Lake, what are you talking about? He's keeping it real. He's letting us inside his mind in regards to how he feels about Glenn Taylor. Dude, we're all dealing with something we've never dealt with before in our lives. We are. And I don't think that right now is the time to be trashing Glenn Taylor, whether he's right or whatever. And I'm not saying that he is right. I don't know. That's between him and Glenn. But I think it's very unfortunate that he takes a shot at Glenn right now when it shouldn't be about that. Also, the retirement of the jersey, I have a different, I guess, look at it. Because, yes, we're honoring you, KG. And, yes, we would hope that you would be appreciative and you would love that. But it's not just about that specific person. In this particular ordeal with KG, at least in my opinion. The reason why I say that is because all of these other NBA basketball teams with great histories, the Boston Celtics, the LA Lakers, all these other organizations, right? They have jerseys up in the rafters that they can look at and say, man, look at the rich history. Well, damn it, the Timberwolves don't have that. And you're the greatest one to ever be here. And when your jersey goes up there, it's not just your jersey. It's the pride of people of Minnesota that watched you play. The fan base that loves you. So, I don't like the fact that he says, I'm not entertaining it. Because to me, it's almost like a slap. And I could be wrong, but this is just my raw opinion on it. It's almost like it's a slap in the face to the fans and the people that spent good money to watch you play. And the back and forth at some point has to stop between him and Glenn Taylor. If you want to feel a certain way towards Mr. Taylor, that's fine. But when the organization put out the tweet this weekend congratulating you on going to the Hall, if you have every right to feel it is fake, if you feel like those quotes and stuff from Glenn are fake, I get that. But this particular interview, I don't think that it honestly does you any good, man. It doesn't. It doesn't at all, at least in my opinion. And I think that as a Hall of Fame basketball player and somebody that has always done right by the people of Minnesota, I think it's unfortunate that this particular, the timing of this, the fact that we're part of dealing with a global pandemic and a virus that's killing off people all over the world, I think that him venting towards Glenn Taylor at this particular time doesn't come across as appropriate. Now, I don't think that it was the best of decisions by one Kevin Garnett.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.